Inside Caribbean Heritage Month for It's Just Us radio show out of Atlanta, Georgia. And tonight, we have Lynette Lynch from Barbados, who performed as part of the Caribbean American Heritage Month this year for the grand opening of that proclamation by the President of the United States. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Aubrey.
Yeah. I'm glad you took your time out virtually from enjoying the sun, sea, and surf to come hang with me and talk about what transpired.
Anytime, man.
So tell us about your experience singing for the first time, making global history, performing for Caribbean American Heritage Month, singing the national anthem, United States, and also the Black national anthem. What was that experience like?
Well, firstly, it is an honor to make history in doing these two numbers, and it has been exciting. It really, really was an exciting moment, an opportunity you don't get again, so it must be taken by the horns, and that's exactly what I did. So it really, really was an honor and an exciting moment.
Yeah. So what do you feel about this, learning about Caribbean American Heritage Month and so on, how we celebrate every June? What do you feel about that?
Well, to be quite honest, this is the first time I've really heard about it. So in hearing about it, it brought the natural excitement to know that there is something of such of a caliber created, you know, and to be Caribbean and be acknowledged in the United States, it is definitely a huge achievement. So it was a privilege. It really was.
So tell the audience about who you are, your career aspirations at the moment. Just talk to our audience. Let them get to know who you are, because you'll be becoming part of our Caribbean Voice family, the Caribbean Voice Radio and Caribbean Voice. Tell us.
Yes. Okay, so as Aubrey said, my name is Lynette Lynch, also known as just Lynn, and I am an entertainer. I'm a singer. I'm a single mother of three beautiful boys. I love to cook, especially pastries. I love to inspire people. I've been through a lot, and I believe that each and everyone's story can help another person to get through what they're going through without feeling alone, you know. And we always feel like if we're the only one that has this problem, and if we just speak out a little bit, I'm sure it would attract a lot of people going through similar problems to help everyone, because mental health, as you know, is on the rise. So that is me. That is me. I just love to be able to, you know, give someone a light, give someone the opportunity to feel as if they're not alone in this world. I have been there, so I know how that feels. So motivation for anybody is definitely one of my forties. And as I said, I love the kitchen. I love to cook. I love to do pastries. And I host as well too. So what? All of these things are, yes. Yes, I do.
You have a very nice voice. It's really, you gravitate towards your voice. So,
thank you, Aubrey.
I saw that the first time I saw the video, and I said, wow, she got sustainable pipes.
Thank you, man.
Coming from somebody that got thrown out of the church choir, that's pretty good. So, you know, the whole notion of you being an entertainer, tell us a little bit about how you got started. some of the accolades over the years, what do you see that is needed for the artists coming out of Barbados in the region to assist them in monetizing their capacity?
Okay, well, for me, it started, I always loved singing from a little girl, singing in church, watching my mother, she used to sing on the circuit as well, watching her sing, being backstage, doing homework. It really was a passion that I grew to love from a little girl. So when I did the Digital Rising Stars, one of the judges saw me and she was very impressed and she took me under her wing and she brought me up into singing via the hotel circuit. And from there, everything just started to blossom. I did NIFCA a couple of times. I did a couple of performances with Stout Teen Talent, which majority of the singers from Barbados go through. You know, Kurt Brown, one of the biggest DJs in Barbados, he gave me one of the accolades of being one of the best singers in Barbados.
Yes.
Also, yeah, I was one of the first and only female vocalists to perform at a show in Barbados called Broadway to Barbados, put on by Diamonds International every single year. So I have that under my belt as well. And basically, it just grew from there. I decided that, you know, I wanted to do my own thing. I branched off and I started my own business singing in the hotel circuit and providing entertainment for various hotels and restaurants. So it's been a learning experience, causing me to be able to, you know, spread my wings and dabble in a little bit more. Personally, for me, to help monetize artists coming out of Barbados, I think we need to push our artists a lot more before they actually get out there. That's the key. Pushing them before they get out there, because sometimes I find we wait till they elevate and work hard and do everything they have to do on their own to then try to help them. It's really difficult. It really, really is. So that initial push for artists from government, from anyone in the country, I think will be the first place to start trying to find the talent, trying to dig deep and see the possibility of where this person can go, help them to improve the areas that they are working on or they need work on. You know, if it is training, if it is speech, if it is, you know, getting music out there, make things more accessible. And don't treat it like if it's just a hobby, it is a job. It is an art form. It is just as important as a job sitting down behind a counter or giving advice or helping with finances is just as important. So that's where I think they should start.
Oh, you've really thought about this, haven't you?
Yes, because as an artist, you know, you sit down and you tell yourself, you know, maybe if this happened this way, it wouldn't be this hard. You know, you really sit down and it gives you a time to chat and a chance to reflect and internalize and try to figure out what's the best avenue and the best way to get these things done, you know? And it's disappointing when you reach out sometimes and you get a no. Everything is usually a no and no because it's not a sustainable job, you know? So being through that, it gave me an insight on what could make things a little bit easier for artists in Barbados.
You know, Kurt Brown speaks very highly of you.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
And so coming from Kurt as an edification is one of the reasons I said, well, let me speak to this young lady, see what's going on, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And then,
well,
then,
thank you, Kirk.
And then I was amazed by the vocals and your presence, your intellect, and you cook.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, in terms of you being a brand, in terms of mm-hmm. being able to sing, there's so many different ways that we can do delivery for who you are as a product. And mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. as I look at you and I think about how we can do that, I hope that when you have an opportunity to travel here to Atlanta, that you will go ahead and make us some pastries as a part of the conversation.
And why not? Let's seal the deal.
And I'm going to talk to my other pastry chef in Tanzania. Because he's trying to get me to come to Tanzania. So when he's cooking in the hotel industry, he sends me pictures of the work he just did, the night shift. And I'm like, okay, I'm coming. We'll go to Zanzibar. Kind of thing, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Got
so,
you.
So in terms of, you coming along and you said your mom sang, does she still sing?
Yes. No, she doesn't. Well, Besides in those chairs and here and there or around the house, he doesn't do it full time anymore.
So we're not going to ever see a mother-daughter duo?
You know, I never said that. Never said that. You don't know what's going to happen.
That's
never
right.
Said that.
That's
she,
right.
She's very much, she still very much has a passion for music. So anything is possible.
So as we look around Barbados now, insurrection mm-hmm. took place in terms of COVID. Then came the volcanic mm-hmm. ash, those types mm-hmm. of things. How has it mm-hmm. affected you, not just as an artist in terms of performances, but as a mom and as a Barbadian, how has that really affected you? What are some of the good pieces? What are some of the negative pieces? And how have you handled it?
Okay, well, let's start with the good things. I always think you should start on a positive note. For me, it gave me a chance to sit and reflect and be able to try to channel the direction in which I want to go in properly. It gave me a chance to sit and pause because obviously as a single mother, three boys, it's been difficult to focus on me and what it is and where it is I want to go to even help them initially. So it gave me a chance to sit and pause. You can't leave home, you know, you can't do anything really. So the best thing to do was to sit down and try to evaluate and see what's the next step, what makes sense going forward. It also taught me that you definitely can't depend on one single stream of income. You have to be able to branch out, find different creative ways. If you are creative, find different creative ways to get your artwork, get whatever it is you do or are good at. Find your strengths to see what else it is you can do to create another stream of income. So it really brings out that innovation and optimism out of you from somewhere, wherever it is buried deep, because I always believe it's there, but sometimes it gets suppressed. So it gave me the opportunity to really dig deep within myself to figure myself out. So that's the good thing about it. The horrible thing about it, oh yeah, one more good thing, I got more time to spend with my son. More time to spend with the kids, you know? But the bad thing about it is, obviously, as a creative, I love to perform live. I love to be with an audience, to feel the energy from the audience, to be able to make, you know, in that space, to feel and create good music and allow people to enjoy themselves. So I really, really miss that aspect of it. If you're not strong mentally, it can take a toll on you. Doing the same thing over and over and feeling like you're not getting anywhere, feeling like you're stuck. You know, as I did mention before, mental health has been on a rise. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult for people to really handle that alone time, especially being they're not sure of a lot of things in their life. So that is a very tricky thing in between there. That's where support comes along, you know. So it really shows then who is in your corner. Who really has your back? Who's going to help you when things are really, really down? Obviously, no flow of income, so you're worried, you're stressed out about where the next meal is going to come from. But if you're optimistic enough, it would help to gear you towards what I said before, finding different streams of income. If you're a very sociable person, for me, I love to socialize with people, so it's difficult being inside, you know, and not getting that opportunity.
Yeah. I can hear the baby in the background having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, he is, as usual.
Yeah.
As usual.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, but before we do that, what I want to say mm-hmm. is that you started out this year pretty positively in terms of achievement online, virtual. You also mm-hmm. made history as part of the World Speech Day program. How did that make you feel?
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. That was a first to me. That's what helped initiate my thoughts of, you know, being a possible mentor for people who might have some mental health challenges or maybe going through just a downtime in their life, you know? Mm-hmm. So it really helped gauge that for me to start. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. It's good having you on the show. I know you took a quick break with the baby and everything.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Take care. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cause I like to get away. You can't be mad cause I like to get on bad. Bad, bad, bad. Cause once it's circulated, this energy, it make me spirit. touch every grain of sand on the beach. One day more than every waving hand in the street. Yeah. Please pardon me if I don't know your name, but I know the face. Last time I saw you, you was in the middle jumping up, having a time. I could see you winding up that waist for miles away. On our trunk singing a song, you know every line to it. And I can hear you when you call. Hey, I may not remember your name, but trust me, I know the face. I know the face. Track every foot that tripped down the street. We'll trace it back to a fret that I was in. Yeah, it's all on me. Was there outside the gate and they let me in. Last time I saw you, you was in the middle jumping up, having a time. I could see you winding up that waist from miles away. On our trunk singing a song, you know every line to it. And I can hear you when you call. Once you're right here with me, just stay right here with me. Let this moment sink in your heart. Last time I saw you, you was in the middle jumping up, having a time. I could see you winding up that waist for miles away. On our truck singing a song, you know every line to it. And I can hear you when you call. Hey, I may not remember your name.
This place is where we start the show. This place is where I find these sexy gals, sexy gals. This is the only life we know. Best of friends, this place is where we catch a vibe, yeah. This place is where the party never ends, never ends. This is where we come alive. Beware, how the women round here whining is the best. Beware, how the mix the monkey and coke is the best. The music can make it literally take a whine on anybody. It's like it does face to a
half of the time.
miles away. And so I had to come and get your peace and divine. Yeah, but up on thousands of my family in a soca session going on through the night. My people celebrating.
Show. For guest consideration, show ideas, or to contact any of our guests, please email us at itsjustusradio@gmail.com. Also, visit our website, itsjustusradio.com, to connect with us on social media. It's Just Us Radio is brought to you by It's Just Us Productions.